CD 12. Chapter 52. When Friday, 11th of February, dawned, Catherine Donoghue was still alive. The weather outside on East Superior Street was unsettled, but Catherine, despite her weakened condition, felt certain of what she had to do. "It's too late for me," she said bravely. "But maybe it will help some of the others. If I win this fight, my children will be safe, and my friends who worked with me and contracted the same disease will win too." It had been agreed by Radium Dial that Catherine's would stand as a test case. If the court found for her, then all the other victims would find justice as well. It made it all the more important to her that she did not fall at this final hurdle. She had to fight on, come what may. Tom supported her decision to testify, but he was worried sick. "All this is too late for us," he echoed. "But Catherine wants to do all she can to help the others, even if the excitement..." His voice broke off abruptly. He had heard what the doctors had said, that continuing as a witness could prove fatal. But Catherine was determined, and who was he to stand in her way? "We've had so little time together," he simply said quietly. They had been married just 6 years. Tommy and Mary Jane, then aged 4 and 3, were at home. They played upstairs as the mass of visitors was directed to the dining room, where Catherine lay on the blue sofa, pillows propping her up and a white blanket covering her to her chin. One after another, the guests crowded into the room, some 30 people in all, lawyers, witnesses, reporters and friends. Catherine barely had the strength to open her eyes to welcome them. She made a pathetic spectacle. Her friends greeted her with evident concern. They usually visited this place socially, but today was a very different occasion. The women sat on chairs lined up by the sofa. Charlotte Purcell, who had come down from Chicago, was closest to Catherine. She sat next to Pearl. Charlotte had declined rapidly of late, having lost a tooth only the week before. She sat huddled in a thick grey coat, its left sleeve hanging empty by her side. The lawyers drew up chairs at the round oak table and spread their papers across it. Grossman, Magid and Marvel, with Grossman's secretary, Carol, taking notes. Conscious of his children upstairs, Tom hovered halfway between the dining room and the rest of the house, leaning disconsolately against the door jamb. The scene thus set, the hearing now began. Weak but determined, Catherine Donoghue was ready to resume her story. As Grossman questioned his client, he knelt by her side so that she could hear him better. She answered him through closed eyes. Only occasionally would she open them, and even then she didn't really seem to see. "Show us," Grossman encouraged, "how you were taught to point the brush as you described in testimony yesterday." He held out a child's paintbrush towards her, taken from Tommy's watercolour set.